Welcome, a special edition of PKMPS, the podcast.
The first English one.
Haven't we already earlier podcasted in English? No?
No.
But you have an English girlfriend, so you are used to talking in English all the
day. Yeah, but my English is not perfect.
Mine also not.
No, you're better in English than I. But you've interviewed like the biggest music stars in the world, like Lenny Kravitz,
Tom Jones,
Slash.
Bryan Adams. You mean, what's his name? John Travolta.
Gloria Estefan.
Robbie Williams.
You really?
Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing man I am, eh?
So I think your English is better, but yeah, I have a girlfriend for 1.5 years from England now. And, well, she's dyslexic as well.
Oh.
Lisa Cairns.
Yeah, she's a guru.
But luckily, I also have a girl from Hawaii living with me now.
Yeah.
And she's originally from America, I guess. But her English, or American, I don't know what, mm-hmm. but it's perfect.
Uh-huh.
So she teaches me proper English.
Does she wear like a Hawaiian skirt?
No.
Okay. Well, I have to explain something. It could be that some people are listening to this for the first time. People from out of the Holland and think, oh, this is going to be interesting. No, this is not going to be interesting. We're just two guys who talk about nothing. And if you want to hear something interesting, go download A Course in Miracles or something like that. There is a English version of the podcast we do in here in Holland. It's called Being Ordinary.
Really?
From two guys in England.
Okay.
But they also just talk a little bit about the stuff that happens.
You think they copied us?
Maybe. Could be. But this could be a podcast that your girlfriend, Lisa, can
she
listen to.
She has asked us so many times to do it in English. But we said that once we do it, she has to be here. But she's in America.
She's
so
in America.
We just start doing this.
What is she doing in America, for God's sake?
For God's sake, yeah. Well, she's in America.
Eating hamburgers?
No, she's doing this tour where she earns like zero money, but it's like a whole tour around New York, Washington, and many states.
Isn't that an ego trip?
Look, at least it's a trip.
Yeah, but not look me. But not only for her, but all those gurus who travel around the world. They don't get rich of it. I don't want. You know, I have to fly to America tomorrow.
Yeah, but you're always like almost having a burnout.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
different.
I'm having my third burnout.
No, it's just her way of living. She just travels the world, and then she does talks about non-duality, mm-hmm. and then she gets paid. Sometimes enough to cover the cost,
mm-hmm.
sometimes not, but she doesn't care.
No?
That's the funny thing. She's
money is not enough.
No, money, she couldn't care less. And sometimes she's totally broke and she can't even buy normal food for mm-hmm. the dog. She's like, well, then it's cheaper food. She couldn't care less. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Especially for me, who grew up having a company and, well, then your conditioning is like money is kind of like important.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny to have someone around the house who doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
Refreshing.
Yeah, because people always tell money gives you freedom.
Yeah, but I see a lot of rich people being totally trapped into the money mm-hmm. stuff. And your freedom cannot be found within the world. Freedom, well, I think we could say that our true nature is freedom itself, because if you realize your life or oneness or whatever, that's a whole difference from thinking that you are the ego, the separate puppet trying to control life.
Mm-hmm.
And there lies the freedom. But if you try as a puppet to find it in anything, like in food, in sex, gambling, the career, etc.
Groupon.
Groupons, my dear friend Patrick. Then you will only find some temporary satisfaction.
Mm, very temporary.
Yeah.
Could you say that time and money are the two main, let's say, toys the ego loves to play with?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to point at it. Especially time. I mean, most people do not live, like we say, in the now. And there is only this, mm-hmm. what's happening. But normally the mind will always be in the past with regrets and in the future with fear and projections, etc.
And expectations, that carrot in front of you which keeps the donkey, yeah. the donkey moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once I have that, it will be perfect.
I will be perfect. It will be perfect, yeah.
Yeah, but that the funny thing is that the moment you get the carrot, it feels good, just temporary, and mm-hmm. then there's a new carrot. So you can run for 1,000 years and still miss the point.
But sometimes I can be a little bit jealous of people who seemingly have everything, who have it made. You know those people, not like this, how do you call Zolder in English?
Attic.
This attic we're right now on with all the stuff and old vinyl records and empty beer bottles and paper and stuff on the wall and it's decorated but not perfect. You sometimes come into houses of people, you think, well, this is like perfect. There's not a spot on the wall, not a little bit of dirt.
Yeah, but mostly it's, and I'm going to judge a little now, it's a compensating behavior.
For what?
For what, like... If everything in the whole design is perfect, mm-hmm. then this will be perfect. But mostly within their relationship, something's really fucked.
Yeah.
So therefore, they try to make everything, all the furniture and everything, yeah. feng shui and perfect and clean.
But how yeah. come I can be jealous of sometimes of those people? When I come there, I think, well, I have the money, I have the time, but I don't have the motivation of making the house like that.
No, but you couldn't care less. You could buy the biggest house with all your money. You can have the best design of everything and hire architects. And then still, it just doesn't fit you.
But it's nice to be in a house like that.
No, this is nice. I mean, this is you. I mean, it's messy and everything is disorganized. And this is you. I loved it. It's just look how we are broadcasting here with all the equipment. It makes no sense at all, but it works.
Okay. We have a question from Jim Mooney. You know mooning in English?
Showing your ass.
Yeah,
right?
In the bus. He says, it would be nice if you indicated on the pictures on your interview page whether the interview was in English or not, since I don't phantom Dutchish right now. Oh.
Yes, but...
If you click on the...
Mr. Moon, yeah. there's an English flag
yeah,
on the website.
And then you only get the English interviews.
True. Yeah.
So, Jim Mooney, what are you saying here? It's rubbish. Go wash your mouth. Ruud van der Graaf. Oh, sorry. It's we only...
Ruud van der Graaf.
Yeah, but we only...
I don't think we have much English questions.
I'm going to look for it.
Translate.
Dirkje Schobben. Okay, but tell me something more about the trip you... had to India.
Yeah, it was really cool. Most people know, but I've been to some orphanages that mm-hmm. I'm trying to support from now and then. And we just said you cannot find happiness within the world, only temporary satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
But these children, and that's amazing to me, they got absolutely nothing. No parents. They just sleep on the concrete floor. They eat the same rice with some strange mm-hmm. sauce every day. But when I asked these children, they're between 5 and 18 in their orphanage, and mm-hmm. I asked them, are you happy?
Yeah.
Then they all answered, yes, very happy. And also, most of them, they stare at me, what a strange question yeah. this is. Of course I'm happy.
I'm alive.
Yeah, but here, when I train in businesses, I see like multimillionaires and they feel very depressed, which mm-hmm. is... So somehow, within the orphanage, these children, they feel this connection that we have, like this oneness. And it's also, when you look from a neuroscientific perspective, it's logical that these children even feel happy, although they have got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've already said this in the Dutch podcast, but... Once you live in a group, and we don't tend to live in groups in Holland anymore, we just live in a house by ourselves.
Could be nice.
But living in a group makes you have constantly having social interaction with each other.
Which?
Within the brain creates like endorphine.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel happy. It creates serotonin, which makes you feel more balanced.
Yeah.
And it creates oxytocin, which makes you trust people and feel connected to people. So the interesting thing is that what makes us happy is feeling connection with each other. So they did research, and the most happy people in the world are not the ones who earn the most or are the most famous ones, but it are the ones with the biggest social group around them. Mm-hmm. So if you got a lot of connection with people, the brain will create more, how do you call it? Neurotransmitters. Uh-huh. That's the word. And you feel happy. So, and that's what I realized in India, that you really don't need that much to feel okay.
No. And having too much can make you feel not okay.
Definitely, especially because here in the West, and especially in Holland, everyone is so identified with himself, his money, and etc. But this whole ego circus, in the orphanage at least, I didn't see it at all. It's no. So just, it's just a realization, just one of the group, you're not that special, and just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And also when these children get presents from their adoption parents, the first thing they do is share it amongst all the other children. So it's just not, it's not based on me, myself, and I, but it's more like I'm part of this community. And
yeah.
I think the ego there is way less than here.
Okay, but what brings the need to feel special? Why do we need to feel special if you say that the original state of people is being a part of a group, longing to be a part of a group? Why making yourself such an individual who has all those fancy things and a lot of people who know him or a lot of gold around his neck?
Yeah,
that's totally the opposite.
True. So the moment we feel that we're separate and we really believe that we're separate from each other, then you try to compensate.
That's compensation.
Yeah. And then you have to prove to the world that you are good enough, and then you start building the image and getting approval from people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the circus starts.
The whole circus of the ego.
Yeah, which is fine because it's also part of life expressing itself. But it's within the mind, it's a huge struggle for most people.
Yeah.
Because no matter how famous you get, it's never enough.
No, it's terrible. I have a taste of fame in the work I do as a radio DJ. And it's beginning to start to frustrate me for a couple of years. Because, let's say, I started doing radio in 1990. And after 5 years, I went on a national radio station. At that time, there weren't that much radio stations in Holland. You had a couple of commercial stations.
Yeah, you were one of the most popular in Holland.
Yeah, so a lot of name and fame. Then I went to a commercial station in 2004. And in 2004, the radio landscape was different as it is now in 2015. So it all evolves. Radio gets less important. People can get music everywhere. You're not that special anymore as a DJ because you play the records when people already know them.
Yeah.
You know, so all the things that made a radio DJ special in the 90s and the zeros, now in the 10s, are falling away.
Yeah.
So, I feel that specialness is getting less every day, and sometimes I think, wow, great, you know, I love to be ordinary and just doing family things and just watching a movie and not tweeting about it and not giving my opinion but just enjoying the movie.
Yeah.
But there's still a big part that says no, you know, you have to work harder to get that much fame that you had in the 90s and in the zeros.
Yeah.
That's a struggle for an artist.
I think this is a struggle for many artists because there comes a point when you reach the top of your career. And after that, when you're getting older, it will become less and less.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of actors also in Hollywood, they panic.
Yeah, they go to Botox and because you're getting older also at the time.
Yeah, we're not getting prettier.
No.
We're getting older.
That's a big advantage of being on this podcast or the radio. You just, you know, you people don't see that I got 10 kilograms fatter or getting bold and having zits in my face.
Yeah. Radio is perfect.
Patrick. Radio is a perfect medium
for
me.
100 years.
Yeah, yeah. People say it, but you know, if for us radio DJs, I don't want to complain too much, but the freedom that you had as a DJ in the 80s and 90s, you know, choosing your own records, talking for 10 minutes on the radio, nobody cared. Now it's all, you know, you have to play these records in this sequence and don't talk too much. And when you talk, maximum of 1 minute.
But it's so much based on fear these days. It's not really being creative and thinking outside of the box.
Yeah, true.
It's also they try to find formulas for trying to make it work. And then mostly they just copy from radio stations who are doing quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like trying to copy the strategy of another soccer team.
Yeah.
It's impossible because you're always running... how do you call this?
running behind the facts. Yeah. Running behind the facts.
No, no. We have to explain this.
Why?
Because Louis van Gaal.
Yeah, the soccer coach.
The teacher from Manchester United. Yeah. He's from Holland. But his English is so terrible. Yeah. And he said, we are running behind the facts.
Isn't that good English?
Not at all. It's totally crazy. And then he, at one point, he was trying to say, we have to look at the bright side.
Yeah.
So we have to look up and not down.
Yeah, and what
he
said?
But he said we have to look upstairs and not downstairs. And then,
oh, that's great.
And then when he had to play against Chelsea,
yeah,
we in Dutch we have this saying that we say it's another biscuit, which makes no sense at all.
That's just another biscuit.
All other biscuit. The biscuit is called koek in Holland. Yeah, so what he said, well, playing against Chelsea, that's another koek.
Yeah, that's what he said. Whole other koek. Yeah. Well, okay, this brings us to a little quiz. I got a few Dutch sayings in English.
Okay.
Maybe you can say if it's good English or bad English, okay? It walks in the soup. There's not a ball on the TV. Or to participate for bacon and beans. Unfortunately, peanut butter.
Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah.
Unfortunately, peanut butter. It's dick black outside. It shall me a sausage be. I don't trust you for a meter. I'm keeping you in the holes, pal. I shall let him smell a poopy.
This sounds illogical in Dutch. Yeah.
There's nothing on the end. No. I fell with the door in the house, and it rains steel pipes. Yeah, there's.
It's really good. Yeah,
yeah. Google for Dunglish. that whole website of these stupid sayings of Louis van Gaal. Yeah. Okay, we got. We got an English question somewhere here. Yeah?
Oh, really?
Thank you. I relax now. Read your book or from you both. That's...
I placed... I don't know if it's my book, but I placed my book Enlightenment for Lazy People for free on the internet.
Yeah, where?
If people go to...
Advaita.fm?
No. Yeah, Advaita.com. But it's Advaita. And between A and Advaita,
a dash.
A dash.
So no underscore, but
no,
a dash.
A dash.
I think that our English is not so bad at all. You know that? I think that people who are listening right now, also the Dutch audience, think, hey, when I got my English visitors over the floor, I'm going to call this Paul Smith guy and let him do a talk in English. You do these talks also in India in English, not in Dutch.
Yeah, true. But it's really thanks to Lisa that it has improved. Yeah. It's not perfect at all. But my English was quite bad when I just met her. When I first met Lisa, I understood.
Fucky, fucky?
That part I could understand. But mostly because I'm just thinking in images. Mm-hmm. But 20% of everything she said, I just didn't understand. So by now, I think not that there's ever a woman that you really can understand.
Yeah, but she...
But I think the words she speaks, I'm quite aware of what the meaning is, yeah.
Paul, how many minutes are we?
Oh,
can you take a look?
And 19 minutes.
I'm getting a dry mouth.
A dry mouth.
A dry mouth. Oh. Hello, Paul. I got a question from Germany, I think, but it's in English. Michaela Böhm I want to thank you. Describe non-duality so beautiful. Yes, I need it simple and you describe it simple. What I really am, because I know the struggle in the mind what you describe. Yes, it has to do with this idea that I am somebody. And if I am nobody, this struggle is gone. It is relaxing what you say. Till now, this idea of being somebody who has to do it right, is always coming back. But now it's fine. In this moment, it is fine. Thank you, Michaela. And I am sad that I missed you when you were coming to Vienna to talk about it. Paul, you have international fans.
International.
International.
Yeah, I was in Vienna. But yeah. There were not that many people there.
No. No?
No.
No, why not?
Because I'm totally not famous there.
No. Oh, but
it was nice, though. It was really...
But yeah. The hotel sucked.
No, that was okay.
You said that the hotel
no,
sucked.
No, the hotel was okay, but the staff...
Of the hotel.
And the girl, Dana, her name was, who invited me, she said that people in hotels, the staff members, they could be quite arrogant.
Yeah.
And they were a little.
Yeah.
It's what like, yeah. Normally when you're, like in India, when I went to a hotel, you're like, wow, you're welcome. And they try to please you in any way. But here it was like, yeah, you wait a while till we're ready to help you. But it was...
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Can you...
No, that's what happens all the time, Patrick.
No, that's not true, but...
I was just crying a little because of lack of attention from staff members of the hotel. But you don't feel any empathy for me.
A little bit. I know how that can suck if you are in a restaurant and people don't serve you well, but it walks both ways. It you have to also teach the people treat the people how you want to be treated or how Wayne Dyer said you teach people how to treat you. That's also a good one. Did you when you came into the room did you like make the boundary around yourself?
I did make some eye contact.
Yeah. Did you stand your ground? Did you say, here I am?
Yes.
Come and take me.
Good evening. That's what I said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But did you also say, merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row your boat.
Downstream. No.
Oh, this is going nowhere.
Just totally. It's like our other podcast in Dutch.
At this point, we miss our questions in English. We miss Lisa. If Lisa was here...
We could ask her about anything.
We could ask her about...
But I think you would ask sexual questions.
No.
You would.
It's your girlfriend. I'm not going to touch, not going to make advances.
Really?
I know you're scared of that, but that was the old me.
Oh yeah, now we're getting there.
The new me
yeah.
is just respecting your relationship as it is. And I was just asking questions of how was your flight?
Yeah.
Did everything went okay?
How was the weather?
How is the weather today? And what are you wearing? A string or other underwear? No.
You're so not true because you saw her on the television. The first thing you was texting me like, wow, she's really hot. You're so lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she had a fresh appearance. But that all that's, you know, she's not the most beautiful girl in the world, but she's not ugly. She's pretty, but she has like this presence.
Yeah.
And that's the same with Eckhart Tolle. I'm not in love with Eckhart Tolle, but when we met him at the Ambassador Hotel in Amsterdam where he was staying, we were also staying.
Mm-hmm.
Those, you know, they call it enlightenment, but it's also a sort of light that shines through. People, they have like a fresh eyesight, fresh look.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's nothing to do with makeup or what they're
wearing. No, that's true. You just realize when people are not that much identified, they don't cost you that much energy because they do not project that much. Then, I mean, I live now with two girls who woke up from this dream, and it's amazing. And it's so easy that just three people in a house and a dog and a kid. And it's still going well. I mean, but if people would be identified, you would find people annoying. You would have ideas about how things should be.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I mean, Lisa is a little like you, but then in the female way.
Yeah, you said
she
it.
Never plans anything. She just does things how
goes
it feels
the
in
flows.
The moment. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like a... You never know how things will go.
No.
It's also with you.
You
so
never
I'm
know,
used to it.
You never know how a cow catches a haze. Oh, you know what? You know what is fucked up?
Tell me
what is fucked up. I have Facebook. I have 20,000 friends on Facebook.
20,000.
But I cannot reach them anymore.
But why not?
Because Facebook has a new algorithm that if you put too much rubbish on your Facebook and people don't like it, you're not automatically going to appear in their timeline again with another post.
So you post so many dirty stuff. Yeah, but you post like the ass of the day. No. Let us explain who you are.
No.
It's like you see a beautiful girl's ass, and that's what you
ass of the day.
It's nice.
Yeah, sometimes it's also.
But tell me, people don't like your posts.
No, but that's the advice I want to give. If you have your Twitter, and it's posted automatically on Facebook, take that away, because the more you put on Facebook,
yeah,
the less people of you are people are going to see of you in their timeline. They changed that.
Yeah, but I post my things on Facebook and then it goes to Twitter. So I do it the other way around.
That's a better one.
Smart, Paul.
Yeah, you are the smartest one of the two. Okay, what can we do with the drunken sailor? I don't know. I'm a little bit. It is exhausting talking in English because it's not your natural.
It's true. You have to more think about words sometimes. Yeah.
What we can do is say something about the other English things we do on the website. There's a stream called Advaita FM.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you search on TuneIn or go to advaita.me. So it's just the word advaita.me.
Really?
Yeah, you come at the radio site. You can listen to a lot of stuff. You can also just look up on iTunes Urban Guru Cafe. That's from a guy called Gilbert, and he's in Australia. There's also a podcast called The Advaita Show, but it's too bad that Cameron Riley, the man who did this show a couple of years ago, has only left, let's say, the last 10 episodes on
really?
iTunes. Oh. Yeah, the other thing is gone. I have them here for you. If you want them, I can send them to you. What's nice also is the talks of Sailor Bob Adamson.
Mm-hmm.
They're also on this channel, Advaita, The Advaita Show. And can you talk about any t-shirts from England? Or no, I can say Jeff Foster. I went to a meeting with him a couple of years ago, 3-4 years ago. That's one of the first times I was just sitting there on a chair, just being happy for no reason. Isn't that like a, what is graadmeter? Grade meter?
That's impossible.
Isn't that like a test to what but you're looking for?
This is just also, people are always arguing with who's the best teacher and the most radical is the best or the one who opens the heart the most or mm-hmm. all the blah, blah.
Gangaji.
But it's just, if someone resonates with you, it's okay for you. So we never know what is the best teacher or the best teaching. But all these discussions about it is just one ego show.
Yeah.
Because then even teachers, and we know most of them, I guess, some of them have the arrogance to believe they're better than the others.
Mm-hmm.
But also life is so much more intelligent than the puppets who appear in it. So I think every form of arrogance or superiority, life will kick it out of you. There's no other way.
That's nicely put.
That's very nicely put.
How many minutes are we gone?
Oh, I'm going to bend
get
over.
Get your ass off the couch.
Yeah. 28.
28. Okay, we're going to finish this as 40, so we have 12 minutes left.
Yeah.
Who's driving the dream bus?
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice movie about this, but this guy who's sitting next to me has also done a movie about this subject called Everything About Nothing.
Yeah.
Is it not in English, but with English subtitles?
It's with subtitles. We're planning to make a new movie.
Yeah.
But that will be in English with English actors.
Oh. With the same script? No.
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 Lisa is a script writer also, so I'm busy writing scripts.
Oh.
She has also helped with a few parts. And maybe I have someone who will invest in it.
Do we need like a famous actor to get it going? I know Jim Carrey talks about this stuff.
Yeah, but I think he has so many contracts and managers and lawyers that it's impossible that he does a side project like this.
Hmm.
And but maybe some who are not that popular, but
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, or Brad Pitt or someone. You know, we can ask.
But you know, a lot of very, very, very famous people get to this direction and stop their search at when they find this, talking about this, books about this. For example, the Beatles, the biggest band on earth.
Yeah.
Where did they end up with? Maharishi.
Yeah, but also Elvis Presley.
Also?
He was also in this subject. Yeah, he had all these books. He was reading about it.
A lot of famous Dutch people also. Theo Maassen.
Yeah.
A Dutch stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And
Wendy van Dijk. But no one knows her here.
Ushi.
Ushi. Sushi.
Maybe. Ushi and Sushi. Prince Charles. Don't forget about him. well, that's interesting to talk about because that's something everybody in the whole world saw happening. The things which happened in Paris 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
With the attacks on a cartoon publishing company.
Yeah.
You know, I get some hate mail too from people who don't like my humor with the Islam movie I put on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's very, very, very low-key humor. You know,
okay.
word jokes about people from Islam.
But I don't think Al-Qaeda did it.
No?
But no. But I don't believe anything they put on the news. Because it's all manipulated. But they say that the guys had left their passports in their car.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. As if they would do that.
They
and
left
then also, they said, yeah, we got them, we shot them, but no one ever saw a corpse. Or they're just like 9/11. There are too many things that...
Is this also a conspiracy theory?
This is another false flag operation, if you ask me. But
why?
This is not
why do they do
no,
that?
There's such an agenda behind it with the whole... thing, but when let's not go into that because this is more about non-duality. But I don't believe the news. I don't watch it. And also, why would you watch the news? I mean, they put a lot of crap in your head if you're trying to
in
get
your head or in your head.
In
I don't have a head on my head.
No, okay, true. In your mind.
Oh, then something for your mind. No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I mean, we look at the screen.
Go on. I hang on your lips.
No. It's just creating so many struggling thoughts that that. You don't need all this shit. I mean, when we were living like in social groups, like 150 people, we would know what happened within the group. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any television or radio or whatever. So there was just what was happening at that moment. But we didn't know if there was a disaster happening at the other end of the world. We didn't know if there was a war going on in the south or the north or... and. What a relief. I mean, do we really have to know how many shit is going on
in
the world?
It just scares people.
Yeah, and also they only put like the bad news to us. They never tell us how great we are and how intelligent we are and how many things we have created.
Watch out for this. Get an insurance for that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and it keeps the capitalist story going.
True, but it keeps it going because it's mostly based, also politics mostly based on fear. And as long as you keep people afraid... you got them like in some sort of mental imprisonment.
Yeah.
But non-duality also points at once you realize that all these thoughts are not true and every feeling or thought or experience is simply subjective and very selective, and then you stop believing in it, well, that's such a huge relief. And then also they cannot... imprison you with fear that much. Mm-hmm. You just don't believe it anymore. You don't even believe your own thoughts anymore. No. What a relief. Because we got between 30,000 and 60,000 thoughts a day. I mean, if you really believe all that crap in your head.
Yeah, you're quite busy.
Yeah, with a lot of stress. And if you just realize that we know shit, then that's so much better, man. We just don't know anything.
Yeah. A whole other cookie. I have some. I have some more tips for listeners. For if you want to hear more podcasts about stuff like this, there's a podcast on iTunes called "Being Immune to Negativity" by Bram Joosten. How to be immune to negativity? Staying centered in your heart and how to always feel safe. And he put this stuff up in 2014, the autumn.
Autumn.
Yeah, so the autumn. So I'm going to subscribe to this guy. It's just 3 podcasts. That's very, overzichtelijk. Yeah, we're getting a little bit...
I heard that the Dutch corny. Language sounds to English people sounds really ugly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does it sound? Yeah. Like yeah. eating a bag of potato chips.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we hear people talking Arabic Arabic or Turkish,
yeah,
it's also a lot of la 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 la.
True, but actually the only language you find normal is the ones that you are familiar with.
Of course.
That's your egocentric behavior, of course.
Yeah. Let's see what we have here. The Course in Miracles, of course.
Nice way to put it.
Yeah. There's stuff from Muji on iTunes. That's also interesting. And there's a lot of stuff of your girlfriend, Lisa Cairns, on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. But she's posting like a million hours a week.
Why?
She likes it.
Oh.
She's really... I mean, it's fun to see.
Is she like... How do you call it? Is she in vain?
No. No.
Not it's, Mrs. No. Vain?
No, she's not no. vain. You're no, she so likes to look good, but it's not like she tries to get confirmation out of it.
But the same like we do now on this podcast, it's all you also talk, and that spins through my mind a lot of times. You say it's all sexual selection. Are we just now like talking 40 minutes in English so we get interesting for English girls or stuff like that?
Yeah, that could be, but this is just the... This is just life expressing itself. And the way it expresses itself is, of course, through evolution here. And evolution is a very intelligent process that's going on. And there's natural selection where the body adapts to the environment. But that doesn't happen hardly with the human species anymore. But what does happen is sexual selection.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really look at how our genes are programmed, yes, of course, the reason Lisa does Ustream and we are doing podcast and Muji is on stage and Eckhart Tolle has Eckhart Tolle TV.
Yeah,
it's
still
all
on
sexual
that age.
Selection. And it may not even be an identified way of doing it, but it's just a programming of this piece of energy we call...
We can't help it. No.
We can't help it. This has been within us for millions of years, and it will never stop. So it's perfect. That's why men want to be famous and successful. That's why women wear makeup to look better.
Yeah, that's why people go to discotheques, by people drive nice cars, all sexual selection. Yeah.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
We can't do anything about it. Also on iTunes, Self Awareness Institute, Enlightenment Radio. You can Google it. There's so much stuff on the net. You know, if you have another, if you have a question or a tip, maybe we could, a tip is like money.
Yeah, if you have which is also
Is welcome. If you have a suggestion, yeah, you can mail. There's also a non-duality app we put on the net. Is that in Dutch or in English?
Also in English.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you go to the app, you see also the radio in English.
Okay, you can type in non-dualiteit. That's non-duality and. Like instead of the Y at the end, you put EYT. That's the Dutch saying for non-duality.
Yeah.
Non-dualiteit. You know, I feel a fart coming up.
This is disgusting. Not the first podcast. Oh, man. Normally, we did it with the Dutch podcast at number 180. But okay, now we lost all. Also, Patrick, we didn't talk about sex, which we normally
always
do.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Yeah, you went to the pear club with...
we go to orgies.
Believe that. That's just a fake story.
Oh, okay.
That's a Cinderella story. Paul and I, we have a lot of dirty imaginations and dirty talk, but that's mostly when...
Have you ever done a threesome?
But paid.
Paid? No way!
Yeah,
you
dick
ass. You
that was the first...
How old were you?
I were like 25 or so. I started earning big money at the radio station. I thought if you can hire one hooker, you can also hire two hookers.
Yeah, why not?
And tell the one hooker to... Eat the pussy of the other.
Yeah.
You get, you know, stuff like that in a mirror. Very horny.
Yeah.
But now, you
Thanks
know,
for
I'm
sharing,
I'm
man.
I'm, yeah, you're welcome. I'm 40. I you know, I'm not that sexually active anymore.
No,
you're gonna when you're 40 in 4 years.
No, I'm 38, man.
Oh, in 2 years you're gonna experience that.
Oh,
it's not
no.
that. No, it's not that important anymore.
Oh no.
No,
you sound like an old man.
I am an old man.
What happened?
Yeah, 3 burnouts.
Yeah, but this is frightening.
You know, I'm
I don't
like,
want to quit with my sex
yeah,
life.
But I just went, you know, the things I do. I went to a lawyer and I got my will on a paper.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you are in the will?
No.
No. Why should I put you in the will? You have enough of everything.
I've got enough money. I got everything. Yeah.
So, no, but gives a little example of how I'm living nowadays. Just like I'm like...
Jesus, you're busy saying goodbye to life.
Yeah.
You stopped no. sex, are you?
Yeah, and I got a will. And, you know, I just watched a television program of a girl who had like borderline dysfunctioning disorder, how do you call it?
Yeah.
And she had not suicide, but self-euthanasia.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, that's you commit suicide, but you tell everybody.
You want the attention around it.
You think so?
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
I watched a TV program, and this girl, you know, she looked beautiful, and but she was depressing, and that's the thing we can maybe at the end of this podcast talk to each other about. If I watch that program, I think, oh man, you know, if this girl could just have one glimpse of this and just read a couple of books of this, but is like non-duality a cure for people who just want to get out of life?
I think mostly when people start feeling a little interest in non-duality is when they have had a lot of crises. I mean, we have the famous metaphor from Nisika Datta, who said the ego is like a coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Life is hitting you on the coconut with crises, with a lot of shit in your life. But there comes a point when the coconut gets hit and it breaks open. And I think that's mostly when the ego is, not that the ego can let itself go, but you know what I mean. I mean, the ego, the identification they made.
It gets less important.
Gets less important. Yeah. But that not before it has been... hammered for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the people who come to our talks or listen to our podcast, they've been in deep crises, feel depressed or feel like there's something wrong. Otherwise, if the ego is still too happy with itself and feels
superior
or good enough,
or inferior.
Or also inferior, definitely. Then it's not willing to let go.
Hmm.
And I think a lot of people... who are within the process of awakening, that's a struggle. Because the ego will constantly come back.
But is non-duality a cure for everything?
No, it's not a cure at all. It's just pointing just to this.
Yeah, but that girl who was just beautiful in the midst of her life and doesn't see an outway of the struggle, she commits suicide.
Yeah.
You but say that couldn't be otherwise.
No, that's also
if we put this like... Like the Bible is in every hotel room all over the world. Let's say we put a book of non-duality made by you or Lisa or Ramesh, whoever, Tony Parsons, put it in every hotel room all over the world. Do you think less people would jump off the roof of those hotels?
No. You will wake up when the time is ready to wake up.
Yeah, but we can provide. You know, we don't do this stuff for nothing. You know, it brings joy to my heart when I read an email from someone who says, I've been depressed, I've been in a burnout, and thanks for your podcast, thanks for your website and your movies. It brings a little bit of sunshine through the clouds. It gives me a taste again of what I'm looking for all of my life.
Yeah, but also if you realize your true nature, of course that's a big relief.
Mm-hmm.
But
it doesn't say that all the shit is gone in one
way. No, it just goes on.
But it triggers something. It pushes that thing away so the sun can shine through again.
True. I mean, if the mind is not that much in, there's not that contracted energy anymore and all the tension, then of course there will be less suffering, which makes life a little bit more pleasant,
relaxing. Yeah,
but not for the ego.
No,
that's the tricky part.
Okay, so yeah, But is that, could you, you don't know the story of people who are really depressed, Abdul, I mean, you know, like this famous Dutch singer, Anthony Kamerling, we had a podcast in Dutch about that.
Yeah.
I sometimes think about it and I think, yeah, what if this guy, in the week before he committed suicide, got a little taste or smell of this?
Yeah, but
would he have done otherwise?
Yeah, but there's just what is. I mean, of course, this guy also didn't exist. There's just energy at play. There was no one inside of that body-mind mechanism. So there was also no choice and whatever. This was just the chemicals in the brain happening.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that obviously there was too much pain and...
Sorry.
Yeah, well, he died, so... But there's no one ever who did anything, and if we really zoom out, nothing ever happened. So,
how many minutes are we, Paul?
Let me see, because I have to go.
Yeah, to stretch your back.
Toilet again. Oh, 45 minutes.
Oh, great.
Even 5 minutes longer than we promised.
Hey,
Jesus.
Bonus time. Thank you for listening. Sorry for the farts and the burps.
Yeah.
Give my love to Lisa.
Okay, I will.
And
but don't touch her.
No. Hey, you think Lisa, if she can get this, is interested in someone who looks
famous?
Yeah, but that doesn't give a damn to her. You still stink. That my fame eroticizes people. It doesn't. Because the eye also wants something. Okay, thank you for listening.
Yes.
And till next time. And please let us know if you are from out of...
Holland. If you did you listen?
Did you enjoy this?
And did you manage to go through all the 46 minutes and 20 seconds?
All the crap we told you.
Yeah.
Don't believe anything we said.
No, it's all crap.
Find it out for yourself. Yeah.